Welcome back to the Left and Back End podcast, episode 44.
Don't start singing when you've never done that before.
We're back.
Jeez.
Sorry for the hiatus, y'all.
What a time. We've grown so much mentally, spiritually.
So much has gone on. The last episode I just released yesterday, and it was from before the Super Bowl. So I was in deep depression for the last and that's why we haven't recorded yet. So
that's not why. Life just got in the way.
Life. Happy Pi Day.
Pi Day, 3.14159265.
Whoa,
that's
too
as far
much.
As I have it. That's all I got.
Nope, that's way too much. Pie, that's too extra, as the kids say.
Yeah, 314 pies.
Isn't that what they say?
Extra? They used to say that 5 years ago. You should get your joke back from 2020.
Sorry, I don't know anything. We got an action-packed show. For those of you that just barely tuned into the last episode, I got Bean Boozled.
You do? Why is that, Lincoln?
I lost a bet.
You lost the bet of the Super Bowl. Mr. Chiefs fan over there could not get a single thing rolling.
Fan.
Whoa. Unfortunately, the Chiefs did not have what it took.
Oh, they played like garbage.
They played like
they
don't
even talk about it. So instead, I'm going to talk about these crappy flavors. I've got a bunch of different options. There's burnt rubber or licorice. That's the black one. Stinky socks or tutti frutti is the colorful one. Barf and peach is the orange one. Booger and juicy pear is the green one. Which, like, juicy pear doesn't even sound good, but, like, it'll be amazing compared to these other ones. Liver and onions and cappuccino. First off,
liver and onions, that's not even similar, but, like,
any of the dark ones, licorice and cappuccino, like, those aren't going to be good. Then we have wet dog, which is a new flavor.
Ooh.
And banana. If I wanted a wet dog, I'd just eat. Never mind.
Good thing you didn't finish that.
Pause.
Yuck. Pause. Double pause. Never resume.
We got toothpaste and berry blue is the blue one. Stink bug and toasted marshmallow. Old bandage and pomegranate. And then finally we have dead fish and strawberry banana smoothie. So I'm going to snip off the top, just like a doctor would to a new baby boy.
Snip, snip, am I right, ladies? It won't happen for my child because it'll be a daughter.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, for a little baby boy, what the doctor would say.
Snip off the top.
Yeah.
Did
you smell it? What did you think it was gonna smell like? It's a conglomeration of horrible flavors.
Jelly beans don't have a smell.
These do. Bean Boozled.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Jeff, I'm gonna throw up.
That's why you have Oreos right there for help.
I do the Post Malone Oreos. I don't have that much water left. Frick!
You are in trouble, sir.
Dude, I got it with
Give me the cheesecake. This is the consequence.
Give me the cheesecake. Also, you got away with freaking Sprite, you chump.
Oh, freaking 2 liters of Sprite in one sitting? That thing
hurt. That was nothing. That was nothing
for me,
compared to this.
I thought
this would be nothing. I thought this would be absolutely nothing.
No, I think you're just more sensitive to this. The way you reacted to the Pringles made you... You hated the... Stop, Mr. Baby. You'll be fine. You just one at a time.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shake it up, and then I'm going to eat 10 throughout the pod.
Okay. When are you
so
going to do your first one?
We'll take breaks between. We're doing the first one right now.
Okay. Just kick it off.
It's
you don't
either,
even know. You just have to eat
it's
it.
Either toasted marshmallow or stink bug.
Okay. Let's see. I think you got marshmallow. Oh, no. You got stink bug. Yes! Round one. Did it? What did it actually taste like?
Oh, the water bath.
Do you have Oreo? Get your Oreo. Get your
Oreo. I got 9 more of those to go.
Well, the odds are you're not going to get everyone that's bad. And that's not even the worst one, honestly. If I'm being real, that's probably much better.
Dude, that was so gross.
The vomit one will actually ruin you.
Oh, I hate this so much.
I could not love this more.
So, not only did my Chiefs lose, but now I have to eat forever.
Insult to injury.
I have to eat a bag full of... And I just don't even get a... I paid for this, too. That's the sad part.
I should have just sent you mine. That should have been my punishment, is sending you my Bean Boozled. Ugh. But it had more options and grosser options.
Well, we got a great show lined up for you tonight. As always, we've got a Q-tip. Jeff's got a stat for us. We each got a segment for each other. And Jeff's got the draft tonight. So, Jeff, my question of the pod for you. I've in this month hiatus that we took, I ramped up my draft ideas and my questions of the pod. So I've got some good ones for you. Okay. And your question this week is rock, paper, or scissors?
Rock, paper, or scissors?
Uh-huh.
This is controversial because, I mean, I think paper's overlooked for being just a little skinny boy. But paper, you know, does its job. It's a smotherer. Rock, always there, but kind of a lunkhead. Scissors, conniving, literally. Literally two knives.
Nice. I liked that.
And it's really
quick.
I'm going
to use that.
Quick and snippy. Am I right, ladies? But if I'm going if I'm going strong, I'm going scissors all the way, the attack. Scissors always.
Yeah, you're a scissors guy?
Scissors, yeah.
Okay.
I like scissors.
I respect
scissors,
that. Scissors. I respect it. I think I'm a rock guy. Mostly because Geodude.
Well, Dwayne.
Yeah. Well, Dwayne Wade.
Well, Dwayne the Tub, I'm drowning.
Well, how does The Rock go to the bathroom?
He tells
Dwayne's
Kevin Hart,
is Johnson.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
You had that loaded up.
I did. Okay. Ready for number 2?
Yes.
Oh, dude, it smells... Do I look to see what the flavor is, or just throw it in my mouth? I gotta look.
See the
right?
flavor. You have to look right. to see the options.
Okay, it's either dead fish or strawberry banana smoothie.
Oh no!
I'm so scared.
Oh no! No! Okay. Chew it up.
Mm.
Oh, that would have been horrible.
Woo!
Oh, that would have been horrible.
It wasn't even good, but it was so relieving that it was fine.
Strawberry banana, is it because it was mixed in with all the other stuff?
I don't know. Like the flavor aftertaste? Was just very mid, but it wasn't dead fish.
Dude, that is...
Which,
that could have been
the irony is, we love eating dead fish.
We love eating dead fish cooked. We don't eat dead fish raw.
Roar.
Raw and wriggling.
Well, raw wriggle. Yes.
Dude, impressive.
That was good. All right, you got a question for us, sir.
I do. You mean a stat?
I mean, whatever.
Okay.
So, I just ate freaking, what was it? Stink bug. That was gross. But it's not the worst one.
Stink bug. What's the worst one, in your opinion?
Oh wait, did we do no repeats?
Group? No, it doesn't matter. It's just odd.
Oh,
I don't want
oh
to
no,
repeat.
No, we gotta do no repeats. There's 10 different colors.
Well, at the end, it's going to be hard not to get a repeat.
Because
You're going to be pulling them, and you're going to be like, oh, I already had this one, I already had this one, I already had this one.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say, once it gets down towards the end, like, I'll just grab out.
Anyways. Okay. I mean, if you want to do it that way, let's go. Okay. So, crazy stat of the day, which, honestly, I would never have... thought about it, honestly, because we hear about it. Again, I'm in the basketball world. Wilt Chamberlain, scale of 1 to 10, how good is he for you? And all time, where would you put him at?
Scale of 1 to 10 or rank him?
Yeah, 1 to 10.
9.
A 9. You'd basically put him in the top echelon of all basketball players we've ever
lived. He's top 25% ever.
Even
against top 25 players ever.
Even against the competition you played.
I mean, I don't know. I just have to go off of the stats and his performance and also lore. So,
dude, he's got some crazy lore and aura. He was aura maxing.
Yeah. Well, Lord.
Lord of the Rings. Of the Ring Pops.
Well, Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
Bruce Almighty.
Well, Bruce Almighty. That was good. So, Wilt Chamberlain, with all the crazy stats that he's ever had, he has actually never fouled out of a game.
Wow.
Think of how defensive he was, all the defensive stats of steals and blocks, and he just was down in the paint the whole time. He never fouled out of a single game, which
now,
also makes me question.
Don't call me racist, but
what it was.
Could this be...
Don't start with that. Don't call me racist, however.
Could this be because he was just so much bigger that he didn't even need to do anything? He could just stand there and didn't have
maybe
to, like...
they weren't physical.
Didn't really have to play defense. He just Wimby and just, like, stood there and just was, like, block,
they
block,
just tried
block.
To avoid him, and then he'd throw it up and he would just block it. They didn't really throw their body into him, which he would have fouled out in, you know, 80s, 90s NBA.
He would have fouled out against Jokic.
50s, 60s. Yes, he would have.
Jokic is so good,
Jokic
dude.
Jokic is too good, man. The fact that Shea is having... this good of a season, and it's just not good enough. This is an MVP season, any other season, honestly.
There's been so much that's happened Joker's since too. We literally did trade deadline recap last episode. I just listened to it.
Spurs
Wimby's
lost
out
the
for
best
the year.
Two players.
De'Aaron Fox is out for the year.
I'm going to
they're
a game
full on
to
tank
watch
mode.
Yeah. I'm watching Stephen Castle tomorrow. That's it.
It's just, that's, I love Steph.
Yeah, but like...
I also love the castling move in chess. So,
whoa, that is a good move.
Thank
switching
you.
Him. So anyway,
That's a great stat. I got a segment for you. It's almost a question of the pod too. But we're gonna go through every month of the year, and I want you to tell me what color is this month.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll start out with the softy, December. What color is December?
Light blue.
Light blue? Why?
Because it's kind of like Christmas cold, but it's light blue. It's not just... well, I'll get there when I get there. But like, it's light blue. It's not dark, but it's not white either. It's kind of like a light blue. Like, it's there's not really much to it. It's not jump-in-your-face color. And it's pretty cold in most places. And it's pretty boring.
Interesting. It's not at all light blue for me, so that's quite interesting.
Oh?
Yeah.
Okay. There's not a lot of color to January.
To me, January is blue.
Why'd you say it's not at all, but yet it's almost the same as what I said? You act
because,
like it wasn't close.
Because there is something distinct that happens in December that gives it color.
Sure, but December as a whole has a different color than the holidays that we celebrate.
I mean, yes, but I guess we are allowed to have different opinions. But
yeah.
I think December is green and red.
Okay, but you can't pick two colors. It's just one.
Well, it's Gred.
It's Reen.
It's Reen. Reen Wilson.
Well, me, myself, and Irene.
Ooh, nicely done.
No, I've never seen that movie.
Me neither.
But
it's a Jim Carrey.
It's up in my noggin.
And we never had seen it. Why have we never seen that movie?
I don't know. It's not.
You know what? Let's see if we can find it on a streaming platform, and let's do a movie review of that by the end of the next month.
Okay.
Okay. Deal.
I'll have time. I'll deal. Virtual shake.
Okay. February.
February, to me, I feel like I'm gonna run out of colors, but. Like pretty quickly. February.
Do you know more than 12 colors, Jeff?
Well, I mean, there's light versions, there's dark versions.
Yeah,
there's like
exactly.
A couple variations, but like, what I want to say the colors, and then I'm like, darn it, that actually fits that, but it's not correct.
Okay,
dude, February's tough. February obviously is pink.
Okay, nice. I'll take pink. That.
But I feel like it's going to be the same for us for every month. Like, we're associating the month with the most memorable holiday, which feels like a cheat code for me.
But not all months have memorable holidays.
Yeah, but for us, like, someone in Mexico won't have the same as I will.
Well, avocados from Mexico.
Well, yes.
Avocados from Mexico.
That's a nice commercial.
Yeah. Catchy jingle. To me, it's either, it's like a dark pink, you know? Okay.
Dark pink.
Yeah. So I'm going to go December is red. And then January is like a lightish blue.
Are we going to December already?
We did December 1st.
I thought we were doing January 1st.
You literally called backwards. You called December light blue.
No. I thought you started with January.
No,
I heard January, so I always said January is like a light blue. And I gave all my reasoning. And I said because January, like nothing.
Okay, check the tape. You said all that for December.
No, I didn't.
I said I'm going to start with the layup. Let's go with December.
No, I specifically, and I said out loud January. So in my head, I was thinking January the whole time I was explaining that.
All right, check the tape. Everybody make fun of
December
Jeff.
December is obviously a different color. December is dark blue for me.
Dark blue? Why dark blue?
Because of the sea. It's especially in Washington, the sky was mostly dark blue even during the day. It was snowy, the dark color outside. It's really kind of gloomy. It's not a lot of sunlight. Blue is that really calming. I almost could say white, but it's not. It's dark blue. Like, it's very calm and whew, like I felt, I don't know. That's the vibe I get for December.
Well, December is red for me. January is light blue. Right.
Okay.
And February is dark pink.
Okay, now I said light pink for February.
Yep. So March is.
March is a nice, good green.
Yeah, it's a solid green.
Solid green. No variations there.
Easy. This one, I think there's like a couple acceptable answers. However, I think if you poll 100 people, you'll probably get a
split.
A 25% split. 25, 25, 25, 25. Yeah. So what is April?
Mine is yellow.
Okay. I'll take
yellow
it.
For April.
I would say like pastel or pastel blue.
Pastel blue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like those little Easter eggs that you buy, the little chocolate eggs. What do you call them? The Cadbury eggs?
Eggs.
No, the ones that are harder. That you bite into, they're like smaller, but they're like solid chocolate, not like a soft egg.
I was about to give you a hard pause, but
what's the other eggs? They're really tiny.
And like the Whopper eggs?
Kind of, but they're not. It's like a solid chocolate.
Can we just like acknowledge that Whoppers kind of just like died?
Yeah, well, they became
when we were
not
kids, Whoppers were fantastic.
It's malted, but no one liked putting balls of malt chocolate in their mouth, so.
Yeah. But I still think from time to time I enjoy a good
throw a ball in there.
Yeah, I enjoy
Swish
a good
some balls in your
malt
mouth.
Ball
chocolate malt ball.
Yeah, I love garlic.
Malt chocolate shakes are good, but malt chocolate shakes are good. But I'm just not gonna eat. I'm not gonna eat them all the time.
Okay, May.
May is like a. May is like a. Kind of like a light. No.
This is the hardest one for me.
May is like a peach color.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Peach slash, I'm not sure.
I'd give May like a marigold yellow.
Sure.
That's what I give it.
Okay. That makes sense.
And then June is obvious.
June is for me No.
June is a sky blue to me.
Sky blue?
Yeah.
And
January is like an ice blue.
Okay. June, yeah.
Like glacier freeze color is what January is.
Yeah, June before the July.
And then
June
is like a cool blue Gatorade color. You know?
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do that. I would say that.
July is.
July is red. Red for me.
Okay.
It's hot. It's bright. It's punchy.
July is a navy to me.
Huh. That's too chill. Like navy blue with red, white, and blue. Okay.
Yeah.
I see that.
I still think it's always red, associated.
That's the brightest, biggest, most explosive month for me. It's the longest month. It's the warmest month. Everything's going on. There's family stuff. You're just like, you're just
also
energy, you know.
Also,
you just feel it.
Low key, July kind of sucks.
Yeah, it still kind of sucks. But in the when you were a kid, it was awesome. July was the best month.
Except for that, it was balls hot, and so you just eat Otter Pops like crazy.
Washington wasn't that bad.
Yeah. I just remember
90. We had Otter Pops every day.
Dude, like I just learned a hack. You can just snap an Otter Pop.
I never do that? I would rip my mouth open when I would.
I would rip the corners. Yeah.
Well, you rip the corners, and then as you're like pushing it through. Wait. No, when you're eating it and you have to. The little edges of the plastic would be in your mouth, and they would cut the sides like the Joker. Like it would cut the sides of your mouth.
Dude, it sucked. Yeah. All right, number three, Bean Boozled.
Let's see what you got.
Oh, this is either gonna be booger or pear. Wait, I think.
Oh no,
bro, this thing smells horrendous.
Okay, what do you got? Let's see it.
Okay, here's the green.
Ew. Okay.
Please go for pear. Pear.
You got, dude. You're two and one with the good flavors.
Woo! Okay.
2-1. Nice job.
All right. Now August.
August is burnt orange.
Really?
Burnt orange for me.
Interesting.
Oh well. No. Yeah. Burnt orange.
August is like. Bright yellow to me.
Okay. I mean, those are similar enough.
Yeah. Because to me, orange is reserved for September.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I think orange is on its way. That's why it's burnt orange, because it's still dark and it's still like, it's hot. And
actually,
still, like,
August is like almost like a brown.
Ew.
It's like a light brown, which is my favorite colors are. Light brown. My favorite animals are poopies.
Poopies. Sure.
I love serving the Lord.
I won't fight you, Ignacio.
Okay, so what is September for you?
Well, when September ends.
Wake me up.
Yeah, September is like a light brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then October is... What's one of two colors?
October is a maroon for me.
Oh, I'm taking back. That's my August. My August is a maroon.
Okay. I mean, you could do either one.
Yeah.
But orange is more for it, but maroon is more of an October thing for me.
October to me is purple.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't really think purple fit anywhere.
Yeah. Interesting, eh?
Yeah. You could have put like a pastel purple early on, like April, but.
Yeah, you could have done the pastel purple in April for sure. Could have done pastel yellow or the pastel pink. Or the Pascal. Well, Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal, yes.
Yeah.
Then you could have done a hot take for me for November, my birth month.
Oh.
Which, it's funny. November, Thursday, and. Oh, there's one other thing. I always remember that they all have the same vibes.
Yeah.
They all have the same vibes.
Uh-huh.
They
all suck. I'm just
nice try.
November to me is a burnt orange.
November to me is a dark
like a brick, brown. Like a brick orange.
Dark brown. Okay. Brick orange. Hmm.
Yeah.
Dark brown.
And then December.
With Thanksgiving vibes.
December is that red for me.
And December for me is, I mean, I would go dark blue, but you could say white. You could go with
ooh,
that.
Rary trickery.
Yeah, sorry. No racist here.
Oh,
just saying the facts.
Just saying the facts. All right.
Facts.
Before your segment, let's do number four.
All right, 2-1. What do we got?
I already did that one. We got... Toothpaste or berry blue?
Hey, this one's not going to be bad either way.
Yep. That's toothpaste. Well, that was quick.
It was quick toothpaste, but
it's not bad. Horrible. It's not horrible. It's like eating a mint.
Yeah, that's not bad. You know, wow. If you're going to get one.
That was the strongest of the flavors so far.
Like, it really hit you because it's peppermint flavor.
It was immediate, just like bite into it. And it was not just peppermint. It like, maybe it's just because I was thinking about toothpaste, but like, it felt like I was just eating a tube of toothpaste.
A tube of toothpaste.
Like the Blue Crest toothpaste when you're a kid. The cheap kind.
When you're kind of.
Yeah.
And you just kind of get a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for playing along with this fun. With you're already at four down, six to go.
Four down. Yep.
In the spirit two for two. Of March Madness and bracketology, I wanted to do a little bracket fun, which we've done. Whoa, viewers, don't watch whatever this just happened from Lincoln.
We'll blur it out in post.
Bracketology bracket for the most shocking sports story of the 21st century.
Ooh.
So these are the most shocking ones, and we've got one seed through 16 seed. Okay?
Okay. Should we do one more?
Before
we start?
Let's do the first round of them, and then we'll do another.
I like it.
We'll just do the first eight. Okay. So one seed versus the 16 seed. This is Kobe Bryant's passing versus Ooh. Oscar Pistorius, who had the one leg. He was the runner that had he was in the Special Olympics, and he murdered his girlfriend in the hotel.
Oh,
it was pretty big news during the Olympics.
Australian motorsports racing driver, according to Google.
Sure, he also does that. But he was a runner before.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
One-legged?
Mm-hmm. I think he had two legs. Both legs have the extra thing, but if I remember correctly.
I don't even know the story, so.
So he claimed he didn't, so there's a big court case, and he murdered his.
What's his name?
Oscar Pistorius. You look it up. So that's a one seed versus 16. Obviously.
I looked up Oscar Piastri.
Pistorius.
Oscar Pistachio. Well,
Oscar Piston Cup.
Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Well, Oscar Mayer Wiener lover.
Well, I'm an Oscar liar.
Liar.
Wiener. Yeah. We're going Kobe.
Yeah.
Everyone, I remember where I was when I found out about that, and I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, everyone, and Max is the one who told me. I didn't even know. I woke up from a nap on Sunday, and I was like, what? I didn't even know what was going on. Completely shocked. So, anyway, everyone remembers. Second one, this is the 8 versus the 9 pick. This is the Michael Vick scandal.
Ooh.
Of the dog ring, or during the MLB steroid scandal with Alex Rodriguez and everybody.
Hmm. I think I'm going with Michael Vick.
Dude, Vick was crazy.
Because of how impactful it was on my childhood. And also because I feel like it was like a moment, whereas like the steroid thing was like a significant amount of time. You know what I mean?
It was kind of a little longer of a discussion. Yeah. But yeah, that event, exactly. So 8 seed moves on.
Yeah.
All right, the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend. Ooh. When he was raising money, and he was basically catfished. He didn't even know that she wasn't real.
Uh-huh.
Versus Andrew Luck's early surprise retirement.
Dang.
After that game where he was being booed.
I remember where I was when that happened. I was selling in Houston, and I was down there by myself, and I was playing disc golf.
And you remember hearing about him. Dude, mm-hmm. And he was a baller. Andrew Luck, what if, is greater than Derrick Rose, what if, for me. It is crazy how well he could have done over the years.
I mean,
dude, was
his
insane.
Team was
yeah, but terrible. he was insane. And if they had built around him more, he could have gone somewhere else. Either way, Andrew Luck had all of the talent and skill.
Yeah. And by the way, Michael Vick's retirement, or Michael Vick's scandal happened in 2007, so...
Yeah, during the height of all of it. That was
so
actually
like
happening
literally middle school.
One of these.
And Andrew Luck retired August 2019. So, yep, I was in
crazy.
Houston.
That was insane. And T.Y. Hilton led the league in receiving during one of those seasons. Announced
during a preseason game.
Yeah, and he didn't even... It got leaked before he was able to even address the media.
Uh-huh.
And then they all booed him before he even left the field. That was horrible. What are you taking?
Andrew Luck versus...
Manti Te'o's fake
girlfriend. I'm going to go with Manti Te'o. Because we've had early retirements before with NFL players specifically. But Manti Te'o, we haven't had another
situation like that. Notre Dame. Crazy.
That was member of the church, Manti Te'o.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Still active.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to go against the winner of the 5 versus the 12 seed. The 5 seed is Lance Armstrong on steroids during that hearing versus the 12 seed, which is when A-Rod got traded to the Yankees.
See, that was I was too young for that.
Okay, too far back.
I
mean, and everyone remembers the Lance Armstrong stuff because everyone. The only reason we followed cycling in any way and the wristband. You said you wore the wristband still.
Yeah, you did. Well, actually, no, I still have one.
You still have a Lance Armstrong Live Strong. As Michael says, Live Strong.
Probably should have used my mute button there, but the trade to the Yankees happened in 2004. So
that's a long. It was,
and also before kind of social media phase. So we're gonna go Lance Armstrong because that was all over the news.
5 seed. So
that was all over not just sports news. It was all over public news.
Sure, you're chalk so far. Okay, we've got the 2 seed versus the 15 seed. The 15 seed is Luka getting traded to the Lakers.
Mm.
Which I mean, think about it. This is the 21st century. So this is 25 years of scandals, and that's I broke the news to you. You did. Can't believe it. Still, and to this day, there's no way I believe they decided to do that. But that is going against the Tiger Woods scandal when everything leaked about all of his cheating. And
it still hurts, dude.
It hurts that after that happened. That was the still downfall. Hurts. That was such a
rough I loved thing to Tiger find Woods, out. And then after the scandal, I became obsessed with him. I'm just kidding.
You wanted to be him.
I wanted to be him. Even more. You're like, in put more ways on the than one.
I'll eat those Wheaties.
Yeah. I want Chippins and I want Chippendales.
Wait, that's male dancers. Hold on. Hold on. Whoa. Wait a minute.
Yeah, wow. We're going Tiger Woods. Luka Trainor's crazy, but we're going Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is crazy. Yeah, yep. That one moves on. Okay, that will face the winner of the 7 versus 10 seed. The 10 seed was when they found out all the NBA rigged games were happening with the guy who came out and said, hey, there were betting going on.
The referee.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember his name. Not Scott Foster.
Tim Donahue.
Tim Donahue. That was crazy. Yeah. And that is going against the PSU scandal, the Penn State scandal, which was rough. Freaking I remember that bad, dude.
We made so many jokes about that in middle school.
Was that Pitino's time over there? That was during the Rick Pitino era?
Rick Pitino.
Not Rick Pitino. What's his name? But it's something Pitino or... What's that? No, he has a different Pitino.
Paterno.
Paterno, that's right.
It was Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, it's the Sandusky's. Sandusky. Dude. Bad. Yeah. It was bad. I mean, it's bad. And the NBA rigged games was still... That was a big deal, though.
It was changed crazy, a lot. Dude. I'm going to Penn State.
All right, still chalk. Penn State. All right, 3 versus the 14. 14.
I think also because of how it changed sports moving forward, too. Like,
true.
It brought something to light that was previously potentially swept under the rug.
Which then led to, like, the women's Olympics team, the gymnastics team, and that ended up coming out.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
Things like that. Yeah, it did lead a lot, but all right, it's not bad. Okay, number this next one is the 14 versus the 3 seed. This is the COVID shutdowns when Gobert made the joke about it and then everything started shutting down.
Yeah.
And they're just shocked. Versus the 3 seed, which is the Aaron Hernandez murders. Crazy, dude.
I want an upset, but I can't.
You can't, dude. That was nuts. I mean, the whole documentary they made, it's a lot of insanity.
I remember watching Aaron Hernandez at Florida because Tim Tebow was his quarterback.
Dude, Tebow era. Knowing they were
and I was amazing. Obsessed with Tebow because I knew about him when he was in high school. So then I was like following him from his high school journey up. Whew.
What that a wild
crazy,
time.
Bro.
Okay. What are you picking?
I already said.
You going with Hernandez, 3 seed?
Yeah.
Too crazy. It's crazy. Okay, last one of the first round. This is the 6 versus the 11 seed. The 11 seed is the Astros being caught cheating using different cameras and the good garbage cans and everything. And the versus the 6 seed, which is the decision by LeBron when he made a whole special and left to go to Miami.
This is our first upset. We're going with the Astros scandal here.
Wow. Dude, I mean, as in the baseball world, unreal. The
decision was cringy.
It was, but it was a shock because it was a whole thing. No one's ever done that.
It was a shock, but also, like, I was like, this is so stupid.
But the moment he says it, he says, I'm taking my talents to South Beach. Yo, dude, you can't not get hyped. All right. Because he did. He did do it.
He did. Okay, this is either liver and onion or cappuccino.
Oh, no.
Both are going to be terrible. I'm really scared.
All right. Let's see it. Oh! Oh, my God!
Oh! Oh! Oh, my gosh. 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 Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeff, that's the worst thing I've ever tasted in my entire life.
Liver and onions? What did it taste like, actually?
It tasted like I ate something that was, like, fermented. And by fermented, I mean, like, rotting human flesh.
Ew.
Oh. Now that I know what that tastes like.
Oh, Jeffrey Dahmer. Dude, that Oreo help? The Oreo help?
Yeah.
There you go. Dude, that is... You look like you're having a complete spasm.
I was.
Your whole body, you jumped out of your seat 4 times.
I convulsed.
That was crazy. All right, so you're...
Oh my gosh, dude.
You're now 2 and 3. So almost a complete split, which is exactly what we thought would happen. It's almost 50-50 right now.
Bro.
That was so funny. I'm so scared. Happy. Well, let's you can do another one after we finish this.
Okay.
All right. So now we go from the 1 seed versus the 8 seed. Kobe's passing versus the Michael Vick scandal.
Michael Vick scandal.
What?
Uh-huh.
Over the Kobe news?
Over the Kobe news. Yep, because Kobe has been memorialized since this.
Isn't about the effects of, like, that part. This is about the shock and that first couple weeks. You're telling me the shock of Kobe crashing in a helicopter with his daughter was less shocking than finding out Michael Vick, who wasn't even one of the best players in the league.
He was.
He wasn't when this news came out.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
He was at the top of his game.
Kobe?
2007, he was on Madden. He was on the Madden cover in 2006.
Kobe is considered a top 10 NBA player of all time and was
coaching
his
daughter. Dude, I
still
have the residual flavor
in my
mouth.
Michael Vick is not a top 10 NFL player of all time.
Sorry, it was 2004. But
yeah, nowhere near it.
I think it was just, it was so absurd. And people die all the time.
But not in helicopter crashes!
You'd be surprised.
Not NBA. I've seen a lot of people jumping off cruise ships lately. Kobe was the one of the most influential NBA players who have ever. don't bring that into this,
dude. I still have that residual flavor. That is horrendous.
Well, you're gonna have another one soon, so I wouldn't get used to it. All right, I guess Vinkovic's moving on. He doesn't deserve it, but we'll push him through the next round. All right, now we've got Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Fake versus Lance Armstrong on steroids.
Lance Armstrong. That was a world effect.
That was crazy. I was shocked. I was little.
I think I'm still shocked. I'm still shooketh.
Still shell shocked.
Well, shelter.
Okay. Tiger Woods, 2 seed versus the PSU scandal.
Oh. If anything is going to compete against that, Tiger Woods, it might be Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah.
But we're going to go with Tiger Woods because it was the crash and the news break and the injury, and then he never returned, and it was
the greatest golfer for years.
He went from being immortal to mortal.
Immediately you thought, this man makes a lot of mistakes and he's not who I thought he was. And I idolized him.
I'm willing to forgive mistakes, but like...
That was tough.
That's tough.
That's tough.
That's tough for Jesus.
He went on and won another major anyway, so he didn't really care.
Well, it was not for a long time after.
Sure, but still, return to glory.
Glory hole. Road.
All right, number three, Aaron Hernandez murders versus the Astros. You cannot just slip that in at the end. Pause. That works.
Oh, it's so funny. Okay.
Aaron Hernandez versus the Astros cheating.
Hot take. I'm going to go with the Astros.
Dude, I mean, you're a baseball guy, and we're Texas
people. I'm not a baseball guy, but yes, I was living in Houston.
You know baseball.
I know some baseball. I don't really know that much anymore. But I was living in Houston, and it was one of those things where it was like, they've been the most dominant team in the last 5 years. Is all of this, like, did they just cheat their way through this and get away with it? Like, how much should be taken away? Like, there's still controversy over how much punishment should be doled out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing is, teams had been cheating for years in other ways, too.
But to be caught after winning the way you did, same with the Patriots, kind of.
It puts a full shame on it and makes everybody aware. And, yeah, they wanted to hate them anyway, which I was fine with. Because as an Angels fan or a Mariners fan.
Yeah, why are we both Angels and Mariners fans?
Because you grew up closest to Washington for your baseball team, and the Angels, I don't know why you're an Angels fan.
Because of Garrett Brock.
Oh. Garrett.
Because he was an Angels fan, I just wanted to be like Garrett.
Well,
and because of Vladimir Guerrero and Sean Figgins.
Dude, Vladdy was...
And Garrett Anderson.
Little left-hander.
Dude, that little...
I love that little lefty.
Yeah.
He's a baller.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're going
with Astros. All right.
Going to Astros.
We're in the final four.
Okay.
We've got Michael Vick versus...
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong moving on to the championship. Most shocking things. And on the other side of the scandal, we've got Tiger Woods versus the Astros cheating.
Tiger Woods.
So, final matchup. We've got Tiger Woods.
A very deserving matchup
versus
here.
Lance Armstrong. Both fallen from grace.
Both.
Top of their game. Internationally.
Yeah, both were literally the face of their respective sports.
And
the
Lance
greatest
was
ever
like,
do it.
Hey, he had cancer. This dude, we donated money. People were on his side. Tiger, everyone was on his side with the underdog story of just him being the youngest kid and succeeding. And yet...
Testicles.
Testicles missing.
Justin Hall.
Justin One Ball Hall.
The heavyweight matchup here. Both scandal. I'm going to go say that the answer is obvious for me. It's Tiger Woods.
But.
And it's because Lance Armstrong was doping or whatever, but also so were so many other players. He was just the one that got caught. He had pity on his side beforehand, and then he turned into a villain. But, like, he's still he didn't cheat on his wife.
Yeah. And many times for years.
With like 400 women.
Dude was crazy. Hearing about some of the preferences he had, dude was, he was not picky.
He was not picky.
He was anyone and everyone. Anyway.
You and I could have.
I did. Well, wait. Hold on. Pause.
Okay. Let's backtrack a little bit here. Yeah, so Tiger Woods, I mean, that's kind of a sad note that we're calling him the GOAT of sports scandals. But
it was shocking sports stories.
Oh, sorry.
Not all of these were the most like scandalous. They were just stories about like A-Rod getting traded. Number six, here we go. Dude, that other one was atrocious.
That was so bad. Oh my gosh, these smell so horrible.
So you're 2 and 3 right now.
All right, we're going to do Stinky Socks or Tutti Frutti.
Oh, the best or horrible.
I'm trying to find the pomegranate one, but I can't tell what color it is. The pomegranate or old bandage. Okay. Bottoms up. Here's Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
Let's see it.
Cheers.
Cheers. You would know. Is it Tutti Frutti? You would know if it's not.
It's not Tutti Frutti.
Is it really mild?
Uh-huh.
Is it basically nothing? Hey, you got away with one then. Stinky Socks is so mild.
That's Stinky Socks.
Wow. You know what? Is that the best? Of all the options,
that's not horrible.
But it doesn't taste like really anything.
It tasted nasty, but like...
But not like...
But I had to find the flavor.
You were searching.
I was. It was awful. That's four bad and only two good so far.
Well, yeah. I think you're due for one or two good ones, I think.
I've got four left. Skin.
Yes, you do. Here we go. All right. Well,
what's our draft tonight?
Move on to a draft. It's an interesting draft. I'm not sure how it's going to go, especially after we've been on hiatus for 4 to 5 weeks. Plus. I feel like, has it been that long? Has it been 5 weeks?
Yeah.
That's a really long time. And so today's draft, we're going to go a little weird. And it's going to be the most realistic fears. The most realistic. Okay?
Okay.
This can be personally, this could be just the human race in general.
Yeah. Don't say race. This is
the most realistic, what you think should be, sorry. Most realistic of any fear, like rational.
I'm going to let you have the one. Because I'm curious where you're going to go with it. And I think there's a top five.
Okay.
So I think I'll be able to get three of my top five to start.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Bro, I'm scared. I have barf left. I have barf, wet dog, burnt rubber, or licorice. It's burnt rubber or licorice. Both are going to be terrible. I might rather have burnt rubber. And
what's your pomegranate one?
Old banana.
The banana top. Yeah.
Oh, sorry,
gross.
Dead fish.
No, you already had dead fish, didn't you? Oh, no. You haven't yet. No. I remember it was either dead fish or.
Oh yeah, you're right. It is old banana.
You got away with it.
No.
So old banana.
Old bandage, not banana. Bandage. I can't read. I'm dumb.
Old bandage or pomegranate.
All right. What's your first pick?
Okay, first pick could go a lot of ways. There are a lot of very rational, reasonable, realistic fears that exist. And I think the most, one of the oldest in the book.
Bean Boozled?
That is the Chiefs losing the Super Bowl. That has caused humans to survive as long as they have is the fear of heights.
Yep.
It kept us alive.
Yep, that's a top three pick right there.
Because why else would it be? Well, you're not going to crawl to the top of the place. You'll die. You'll fall.
I'm going to go with the opposite of that. And I'm going to go being buried alive.
Ooh, I actually didn't think about that. Being buried alive.
Yeah, you have the fear of heights and then fear of below.
Like that movie Buried with Ryan Reynolds, where he's buried the whole movie.
Barry Allen, The Flash.
Well, Barry the Platypus.
Nice.
That's not, he's Perry the Platypus. I wish I could make that sound, though. That
Perry the platypus.
E. Ah, Perry the platypus.
E.
E?
Oh, sorry. Never mind. and to follow that up, I have to take it because I'm scared you're going to in your next two picks.
Your fear? Is it your
It's my biggest one, and it's thalassophobia.
Is that the fear of like big giant things?
The fear of deep ocean or deep water.
That's why you're afraid of me, aren't you? I'm a big fat guy.
Wait. Well, no.
Pause.
I'm afraid of you because of what Tiger Woods did to you.
Let's not talk about it.
Oh, so yeah, sorry.
No,
too
Jerry
soon.
Sandusky. Okay. Okay, so that one is good. The fact that you knew the name of that, I was like, he's just
it's one of my biggest fears, and yet I'm also fascinated by it. You know what I mean?
Like, if someone was out, you were deep sea fishing, and they said, just jump in the water and float for a little while. Does that just creep? I mean, it does creep me out, not to be, because I haven't been around it. People who are out there all the time, they're like, this is
fantastic. I'm terrified. I'm more scared of whales than I am of sharks.
Yeah.
Because whales are just so big that, like,
It honestly I'm is dead. Creepy, though. Because
I'm dead. If a whale wanted to, it could just take its fin and just smack me, and I'm dead.
But they don't.
They don't. But I'm saying, like, it could.
Yeah, it could, but it just doesn't happen. You would be the rare case, and you could gladly die in the rare case.
But also, like, you don't know what's around you if you're in deep water. You have zero idea.
It's, imagine the daytime, and you're on, a big, fishing boat, and they're like, hey, let's just jump in real quick, cool off, it's hot. And it's just the middle of nowhere. There's nothing around, and it's just deep blue sea as far down as you can see. You wouldn't want to jump in and just be like, I'm free. There's nothing around me. Nothing beneath me for thousands of feet.
You couldn't catch me on that boat this far, dude.
Well, how much would I have to pay you to do to jump in and float for 10 minutes?
$1,000.
Right next to the boat. You're not going anywhere, just right next to the boat.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Bro, my anxiety would get me.
You'd be like, let me up.
I'd go, has it been a minute yet? And you're like, dude, it's been 10 seconds. And I'd be like, yeah!
Okay, I think you should eat a little gummy guy.
Okay, we're gonna go with this one. It's either... Wait, what is this one? Nope, I already did that one. We're gonna go with black licorice or burnt rubber.
Oh boy, dude! Ooh.
I hate it either way. It's burnt rubber.
You have the worst luck right now. What are you, 2 for 6?
Oh, that was so bad.
Were you 2 for 6?
I've done 7, and I've only had two good, five bad.
2 for 5. 2 and 5. That's awful. Oh my goodness, yuck. Dude, you better get some good ones here.
Have I done peach or barf yet?
No. That's one of the three.
Okay, yep, I have dead fish and strawberry banana smoothie.
No, I don't. Dead fish. You've already done dead fish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I have wet dog. That's so bad. I need to eat an Oreo.
Okay. Well, while you say that, my second pick is going to be also a primal fear that we all have from the moment we are little, and that is the fear of the dark.
Okay.
It is, because it's the unknown, and also when you're out and about, anything bad happens in the dark. Pretty much everything bad happens in the dark.
The devil comes out at night.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the devil's in the details.
Devil's in the details. So, fear of the dark, that's right up there for me with fear of heights.
Bro, I can't find the old bandage in pomegranate. I don't think I have it.
You have to have it. It's in there somewhere.
I don't.
You've dumped out the whole bag?
Yeah.
Well, then you got lucky, and now you can just take another risk with one more.
And it'll be a random draw.
Yeah. We'll just do a
That'll be the
draw.
Final one is a random draw, because I have the next...
We'll see what you get.
Oh, wait. I have 3 left?
Yeah, you have 8, 9, 10.
8, 9, 10. I have wet dog, barf,
and banana.
An old bandage.
Oh, bandage, yeah.
Those are the 3 that I haven't done. Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Okay.
So, my third pick, there's so many good ones, but I think one of the most, this has to be realistic, is drowning.
Yeah.
Drowning. And you can drown in a lot of places anywhere.
Uh-huh. No, that's good. You got heights, you got drowning, and you got dark. Those are...
Oh, I forgot clever. One that I should have said first. Dang it! Oh, if you say it, I'll be so mad. I can't believe I didn't say it. Okay,
well,
let's hope it's available. Let's hope it's available, but I don't have hope.
I kind of don't want to take what the obvious one is, because it's not necessarily something that I'm fearful of.
No, you're going to take it, aren't you?
I feel like I have. I'm going to go with the one that I am more afraid of, and that's the fear of snakes.
You're going to go snakes?
I don't like snakes, dude.
I mean, this is realistic fears. These are the most realistic fears we're going with, and you're gonna go with snakes?
Okay, fine. Then I'm gonna pivot.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with creepy crawlies. So bugs.
Okay, bugs. I'll get that one's more realistic because that's like everything.
Like, yeah, it's like arachnophobia, but it's also just like maggots. You know, like if you see like maggots and something, it's like.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat a whole bag of Bean Boozled.
Than do that.
Ah.
Ugh, creepy crawlies so all. Imagine them all over you, just like you can't see them.
Dude, and then you. And then you think about it. Okay.
Yeah. And then you think about it.
Well, like it, like it's like in your head, and then you,
yeah, and then you can't stop
it, and then people literally have psychosis where it's they're crawling in their arms, and they make horror movies after it.
Lots of gross.
And then I'm gonna go with serial killers.
Oh, that's pretty realistic because they happen,
and you don't know about them like you used to. You know, like they don't glamorize serial killers like they used to. It sucks.
It's. It'll make them okay. All we right. Can't play out in the streetlights like we used to.
I got three more.
Okay, take one.
Do I go old bandage or barf?
Barf. I want to see this. I want to see this. Stop. Okay.
I'm so scared, Jeff. Dude, I'm so scared.
Come on.
I haven't had a good one in a minute.
I'll cross my fingers for you.
Oh my gosh.
How have you had so many bad ones? And you really do it. Oh my gosh. Dude, you're 2-6. That's horrible. You have such bad luck. Ew, it's gonna stay there, dude. You're gonna have to brush your teeth. Was it worse than the other one?
It was instant.
But was it worse than the other one you had that you lost your mind at? Was it worse? Yeah. It was worse?
Yeah.
Vomit seems like the worst. I'm surprised. I wonder if the fish one
is bad. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Is it just straight up like vomit flavor? Like,
I don't know.
Like, is it like acid?
No, it just tastes. It tastes like literally the worst thing you've ever had in your life.
Dude, that was so gross. I'm so glad I won this bet. Oh,
I'm so glad I brought these Oreos up because I need something to immediately change the flavor of my mouth.
This is could not be more satisfying. This is as good as the cheesecake was.
Dude, I feel sick.
Yeah, well, you got two more, so you could do it. I believe in you.
I got old bandage and wet dog left. Ooh. If I'm gonna get one of them, I want wet dog. Doesn't sound horrible.
The odds are, odds are that right now you'll get both of them will be good because you're 2-6.
No, because they're independent. They're independent.
They may be independent, but as a whole, your odds would be closer to 50-50 at the end.
That was awful.
Okay. Well,
burnt rubber was actually really gross too. But I swallowed that one.
You did. Congratulations. This one you could not swallow. This
I couldn't have it in my mouth for more than 5 seconds. Pause.
You in distress making these jokes is infinitely better than just normal.
All right.
Because you're so. Okay, what am I? My fourth pick?
You've your last two picks.
Okay, fourth pick. Honestly, yeah, there's so many ways this could go, but and I'm not gonna go too dark with it. Like it could go really. You need more Oreo?
I'm getting residual flavor, dude.
Yeah, you get your chips. Yeah, you need those. You gotta cool it off. One of my biggest fears.
I would rather eat my own vomit than what I just ate.
Yeah. That's really gross.
I would rather eat my dog's than eat what I just ate.
Okay. My best, my fourth pick is going to be fear of getting fired.
Okay.
Because think about how many people, their lives or their jobs, that would be rough. You could ruin your whole life if you're
as fired. Someone who's been through it, it's a sucky feeling.
Yeah, and it's terrifying to think about beforehand when you're like, it could be happening, and it really messes you up. It's not life-threatening, but it is really damaging most of the time. So I think that one deserves to be up there because it's so yeah. Up there. And then my last pick, I think it needs to be said. And that is the fear of rejection.
Ooh.
Fear of rejection in all its forms.
Love, sales.
Sale, everything, dude. Being rejected.
Stairway to heaven.
True.
Yeah.
Rejection in all its forms is obviously terrifying and leads to most other fears. So, I think that one deserves to be there. I like my list.
With it's my final pick. Diverse. My final pick, and then you'll recap for us. And then I'm going to eat this. Well, while you recap, I'm going to eat this old bandage or pomegranate. I think. I can't tell. I could be doing a repeat. I don't know. I'm going to go with the fear of being alone.
Ooh, really good. Fear of being alone. Dude, imagine like if you're alone on an island. That just scares me to death.
Pomegranate.
You got it. I told you. Odds were in your favor.
May the odds ever be in your favor. All right. Will you recap for us?
Yeah. Okay. So my five, I had at number one, my fear of heights. You have number two, afraid of the dark. Very common. Number three, we've got the fear of drowning. Could happen a lot. Number four, being fired from your job, less life-threatening, still terrifying. And number five, rejection, which again, even less life-threatening, but really common.
Yeah, low-key, I think that was like the best pick of the draft.
It's legitimately terrifying.
Yep. Okay. And then I went with the fear of being buried alive, the fear of deep water.
That's all. No, you had fear of giant things, what is it? Thessalonians?
Thassalophobia. Which is the fear of
giant mass.
No, it's the fear of deep water.
Oh, it's just deep water. I thought it was like huge things.
No, it's specific to water. Like deep water where you can't see what's below you.
Okay.
My third one was the fear of creepy crawlies.
Creepy crawlies.
What was my fourth one?
Fear of
I hate something rancid after that, so I forgot.
It literally burned it out of your brain.
Yeah.
What did you say? You said creepy crawlies. You said
serial killers.
Serial killers.
And then fear of being alone.
Fear of being alone.
It's your boy's going through it.
Very good. I mean, you're not truly alone. That's a different fear. Dying alone. That's a big fear.
Yeah.
Which could still happen for you.
I mean, I'm afraid to be with myself without anybody else.
Which is being alone.
I'm afraid of who I turn into.
Hey, if you're not, when you turn 50, and if I turn 50, and neither of us are married to anybody at that point.
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, man. For the tax reasons?
Emily's gone.
Yeah, tax purposes.
Our parents don't have to know.
Dude, no one has to know.
They'll just think that we're good roommates, but
and they were roommates.
But behind closed doors, we're each other every night, you know?
Stop. Stop.
I said we're cooking for each other.
You can't mute
Did
it.
I mute it? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mute
Shut
it.
Shut up.
I said we're cooking for each other every
my
night.
My honorable mention is you trying to come on to me. That's my honorable mention of fears. No, come on to me, like, flirt with me. No, not like that. Oh, my gosh. No. Don't do that face. I'm like, no, I will legitimately end my own existence right now. I didn't. How else can I say that? There's no other way to
hitting on you.
Sure, I guess, but it's like, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
That's my biggest fear, is having someone...
That's disgusting, Jeff.
Why don't I have a mute button? Where is it? I can't mute myself.
I think I can mute you.
Yeah, you could, but it's not. That's not what I needed.
Oh, freaking A, dude.
That was
okay.
A horrible way. You need, what, one more?
Yeah, I got it. I got it right here.
Your last one?
All right, this is either wet dog or...
You're three and six.
Top banana. What does that even mean?
Top of banana. I don't
Banana's know. A top boy?
The top brown part of a banana.
It's probably going to be gross.
Okay. Or... That's what you get. Is it banana? What is it? What does it taste like?
It tastes like that liver.
Ew!
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you have another Oreo. That's so disgusting.
Bro, that was awful.
Dude, you went 3-7.
Granted, one of the seven was toothpaste, which was better than...
And Dirty Sock wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Stinky Socks was actually... It was passable compared to the others.
But still, only three good? Oh.
At least I didn't get dead fish, but I got liver.
Barf.
I got liver.
Liver, barf, Stinky Socks. Or Dirty Socks. Top banana.
Stink bug.
Stink bug. Toothpaste. And then what was the last one?
Burnt rubber.
Those are the seven.
And I got... Yuck. And the three that I got that were good were...
Pomegranate, strawberry
banana smoothie, and juicy pear.
Juicy pear. Ooh, the pear one could have been bad.
Yeah.
Woo! That was really
the other
funny.
Option was booger.
That was really funny.
Oh my gosh.
That was so funny.
That was horrible, dude. I'm going to give these to my activity days, boys. I'm going to tell them to eat it.
Eat it, Stanley.
Oh my gosh. That was
just
horrible.
Give it to him and say, hey, you guys want some of these? And then just
hand
them over.
You guys want some dry beans?
And just hand them to him.
Yeah, it's a special edition. I didn't say how special.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun new flavors. Oh, dude. That was so worth it.
All right.
Could not have been better.
A Q-tip to finish the pod. Since we're already over an hour. What is the worst thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, hands down, I ate, it was sick. Truly one of the worst things. One was like the worst experience with it. One was actually the worst tasting thing of all time. And that was, I tried a balut egg from the Philippines, from Cebu. It's one of those... It's the fermented eggs that they like.
Gross.
They actually have the chicken and it's like fermented and it's gross and it's like black. And gross. You have to actually be it. And I had to do it with some other companions that were doing it. And I was like, I can't chicken out. And I had to try it. That one was.
Or was that in Houston?
No, that was on in the MTC in Provo.
What?
Yeah, we were able to get one. Ew. Someone sent one in a care package and it was like we were all trying it and like we have to do it because it was our group.
Gross.
Problem was, that wasn't even the worst, though. I think the worst experience I had was when I tried straight ghost pepper burger at this restaurant, and they doused it in ghost pepper, and my mouth was on fire, burning, had the worst after experience ever. I was crying. Horrible. Horrible, horrible thing. It was no flavor. It was just all death.
I'm throwing away my toothbrush after this.
Dude, those reactions my teeth and are prime. I can't wait to rewatch this back. We have a lot of fun moments from this podcast. Thank you for tuning in with us and watching Lincoln completely and utterly
Dude, I got shafted.
You did, really. I mean, 3-7, and they were gross ones. Mine at least tasted good. It was just so much that I wanted to throw up.
Yeah, but, like, still, I would have taken the Sprite 100%.
Yeah, this is just, ugh.
However.
Dude, those are gross.
However, I do like that we put challenges on the line.
It's more important.
It makes it so we stand by our takes. And our first one that we did was for the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we're going to have NBA Finals.
We did... What was your bet?
Oh, we did NBA Finals with the cheesecake.
Oh, we did NFL Playoffs. And then we did Super Bowl.
NFL Playoffs.
You got to do March Madness.
Well, March Madness of whose bracket's going to be better. And we're going to pick...
More points.
You have one bracket. You get to decide on one of your brackets, and that's the one that's going to count.
Yeah, we're going to...
You can't just say whoever has the best bracket based on how many you've made. Just
comment below if you want to join our March Madness bracket.
Yeah, please. Little
bracket challenge.
Because I have my family one, but honestly, we'll both tell each other the name of the bracket that we're using, and that'll be the one.
Just get me into a family one.
You can't join my family one.
Why?
Because it's aunts and uncles and cousins. Like, this is the big deal one. This isn't like my family fantasy football. This is one that's been going on. They, like, keep track of championships. They have all statistics for it. They trash talk over email. Yeah, you should. You ate some really diabolical things. It's a game. It's super
Seriously,
fun.
Though? Like, how is this legal? You know what I mean?
This is a volunteer choice. And you ate them. And you suggested the Bean Boozled, to be fair.
Because I didn't think it would be this bad.
I did. And I was prepared because I already had it.
And also, I knew what would happen. I fully thought that the Chiefs were going to win.
I mean, they had a good shot. The Eagles just had their way. That was gross. You're going to get burps,
way
dude.
With her.
You're going to have burps.
It was consensual.
Liver and onions.
Peaches and onions.
Peaches and onions.
Bro,
That'll be fun. Thank we'll do March Madness and we'll do the NBA.
Thank you for tuning in to Left Hand Backhand Podcast. Sorry for the hiatus. For those of you listening on the podcast feed, if you wanted to see rancid reactions, I'll try to see it. I need to figure out the YouTube. I'll try to get it up to YouTube. Jeff, final word, brother.
Final word. T-minus. 3.5 weeks till our baby girl is born, and her name is
Lefty's out.